You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio, brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
Okay, it kind of feels like a weekend show, like a Friday show. It's not a Friday show. It's a Wednesday show, but we're off tomorrow for the 4th of July. Then back on Friday. Feels like a bit of a Friday show here, though. So we got a lot to get to today to kind of cover 2 days in one, but we don't want to waste any time in getting out to the Wester hotline here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sal Capaccio with you, joined by our guy, Paul Hamilton. Paul is down at Sabres Development Camp. The team will be on the ice in a little while, and Paul joins me as he has been all week. Paul, good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning. Is Max coming to the 3-on-3?
We would love, you know what? Maybe we can do that tomorrow. That's great, because it is tomorrow and we're off, because I couldn't take him today or yesterday due to this show, right? I mean, like,
When you were saying everybody's off, I go, I wonder if he's going to the 3-on-3.
That'd be great. Maybe we'll do that tomorrow. Tell us about the 3-on-3. How does it usually get set up? How do they divide it up, or how does it look if people want to go down there tomorrow?
You usually have four teams, but there are fewer players here, so I'm wondering if they'll do it with three. We'll have to see. And it's basically a round-robin tournament. And then after they all play each other, they have a championship game and actually do give out a trophy and have the take a picture at center ice and all that.
That's
neat
cool.
Stuff. So last year was kind of fun because it was the two young goalies, Portillo against Levi. Last year or the year before, I don't remember which one. It doesn't matter. But that really meant, actually, Portillo's team actually won, and both goaltenders were really, really good, you know, in the finals in the 3-on-3. So it was interesting that both the Sabres prospect goalies got their teams through, and I believe Portillo won by a goal.
Sabres will be on the ice today for development camp from 11 a.m. till 12 p.m. The 3-on-3 tournament starts tomorrow at 9:15 a.m. Paul, when I go to rookie camp for the Bills, sometimes there's a guy that I say, he's just a bit different. Like, you could tell that he's a better athlete. He does things a little bit differently. They just catch your eye in that way. Now, that's not, of course, in a true NHL or NFL, in my case, game, you know, situation. Has there been anybody like that this week for you where you look and say, yeah, he's just a little bit different, and that's a guy we should probably pay attention to?
Yeah, Helenius, the number one pick, absolutely.
Okay.
Caught my eye. And immediately what caught my eye was he had the puck. He was protecting the puck, and he got knocked down. He was knocked down to his knees. And he continued to be able to protect the puck, get up with the puck, make a play, and it resulted in a goal. And he did it another time later. So, you know, he's very good at protecting pucks. Even if he does get knocked down, he's not afraid to get to the battle. You know, I noticed he's like a puck hound. If he doesn't have the puck, he doesn't understand why he doesn't have the puck, and he goes and finds out why and gets it. So I've noticed that, too, that he's always around the puck, always around the action. I really liked his awareness, you know, coming down, you know, he's coming down the left wing, understanding a guy's coming late. And just, you know, slows the play just a second so he can turn, make a good pass, and catch. It was actually McCarthy, the Clarence Center kid, was coming late on the rush and set him up for a goal coming down the slot with a really good pass. So I was really impressed with that, and even a good shot. I mean, he did a give and go and wound up getting the puck back and put it under the crossbar. But very aware of his teammates. I thought when they were doing 3-on-3, he was excellent in traffic, and just a lot of things to like in what I saw in his game yesterday.
Paul actually spoke with Consa Helenius and Gavin McCarthy, along with others, and we're going to replay some of those interviews for you today here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Thanks for hanging with me today. Paul Hamilton down at Lecom Harbor Center. The Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show is brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. I'm really interested in hearing you talk about him getting knocked off the puck and him coming back a little bit. Remember last year, the knock on Benson was he was too small. So I looked up their size difference. He is an inch taller and 10 pounds heavier than Benson. Sure, he's bigger. He's not a huge guy, though. So did we make too much about Benson, or should we think about his size? Like, thinking about Benson last year, thinking about Helenius this year, and yes, Helenius is a little bit bigger, but not much bigger. Is there too much made about that, maybe?
Well, in Benson's case, he was one of the guys that competed the most. When we were talking about compete all season long, normally I was not talking about Benson. He was always in it, and same thing.
Yep.
You know, he would go into behind the net, get knocked down, and be able to protect the puck. He wouldn't lose it, even though he got knocked down. So it wasn't a problem for him. And I thought he was another guy who was willing to go to the net. Think of the goals he scored. A lot of them were tip-ins, being around the net. He didn't care if he got knocked down. He would just get back up again and laugh at the guy. You know, he was always coming back for more, always coming back for more. And I saw something similar yesterday in Hellenius, just, you know, coming back for more, being able to protect that puck. I think Hellenius is stockier maybe than Benson, when looking at him. And being 18 at 5'10", it wouldn't surprise me if he does eventually wind up 6 foot when he's 21. I remember Tyler Myers, and I can't remember how much he grew when they drafted him at 18, and he came back for training camp in September. He had grown a lot, and I don't remember how many inches, but it was a lot, and it was really, really noticeable.
Paul Hamilton on the West Shore Hotline. Paul's reports on WGR brought to you by Equitable Advisors, thinking about today and planning for tomorrow, and by Relax Honda. Relax. We got this. All right, well, we're a couple of days into free agency for the Buffalo Sabres. Again, a couple of more announcements yesterday, but it really doesn't seem like the roster's been overhauled too much other than the back end kind of being lifted up a little bit here. Fans are disappointed, I think, I'd say, Paul, as you know, right? They wanted more here. Do you think that the team is still in the mindset to try and do more than what they have? And I know that it's been challenging to do that. I get that. But do you think that in a perfect world, Kevin Adams would really like to do more than they have, especially with the top six?
Well, I think they have done a lot to the roster, especially with the bottom six and being quite a bit harder to play against. But they didn't finish the job, and I think that's where the disappointment comes, where they didn't get the top six forward. Yes, they did what they needed to do to be harder to play against, and I think they will, and I think that's going to make them a much better team. But, you know, they didn't get that forward. I did a little digging into what we were talking about yesterday with Nietzsche's, and Carolina's to a point now where they're thinking of basically going to arbitration with him. And just living with the one year arbitration ruling and circling back and revisiting it next year. So that might be the route they're going to be taking right now. They, you know, according to reports, they turned down Columbus for the fourth overall pick. So are they over asking? You know, where teams are just like, no, I mean, we're not going to give you the fourth overall pick and our best prospect, you know, for a guy who You might compare him a little bit better than Maxima Finneganoff, that type of player with supreme speed, supreme talent. You know, sometimes he'll wow you, sometimes he won't. Type of a player. That seems to be where Carolina is at right now. They're giving some serious thought to just going to arbitration, living with the 1 year arbitration ruling, and then revisiting it next year is a good possibility.
Paul, the Sabres in the NHL schedule came out yesterday. We know they're starting in Prague. They're going to Munich. How will the team treat this? Like, when will they kind of get acclimated to that? The team itself, how long will they go out for? They come back the following Thursday is their next game. That's the home opener against the LA Kings. Do we know yet, like, how the team is planning to have this Europe trip and what they're doing?
No, because some of the people who might be on it don't even know yet. So, it's you know, they are going to finish training camp there, and you might notice.
Okay.
I think we may have talked about this. They have some preseason games here in Buffalo while they're there, which means that'll base they. I think they would probably take around 25, 26 guys. Then the season starts, and you can only keep like 23. You would have to pretty much on paper send three of them back down to the AHL. I don't think they would just put them on planes and send them back and then, you know, come home. I don't think they would have just their 23-man roster and cut it down that early, I think they'd have a couple of extra guys with them. But then the rest of them would be the guys that would be playing in those preseason games while Buffalo was in Germany and then moving on to go to Prague. So I would imagine they would head to Prague probably a couple of days before that first last preseason game there against the team in Germany. And I said head to Prague, I meant head to Germany, and then move on to Prague after that.
The only move they made yesterday, Paul, was Colton Pullman was signed. This is a defenseman. Anything that we need to know about him? Is this just a guy that's going to be basically between Rochester and Buffalo, or is this someone they're going to count on the big club?
No, it's depth. It's depth. He'll start in Rochester, and if they run into injuries, that would be the only time you would probably see him.
The Sabres have quite a few players who are local products, junior Sabres. Kevin Adams talked about. You spoke with a few of them. Obviously, Patrick Geary was drafted. You know, he's a Hamburg native as well. But what does it say about kind of the state of, you know, hockey here in Western New York, Paul? You're down at development camp. You always get kind of these guys who are little local products. It seems like there's more than normal. But Kevin Adams talked glowingly and very prideful about, you know, the local situation and players. And it seems like there's more than usual.
Yeah, three are draft picks and two are invitees. So that's nice. What gets the five in here. And because the two invitees I hadn't heard of, I was looking it up when they had mentioned yesterday. And of course, McCarthy and Geary played together in the U16 team with the junior Sabres. So McCarthy, with chatting with him yesterday, was extremely happy when he heard Geary wound up being drafted by the Buffalo Sabres, since they had been teammates with the junior Sabres. And then, of course, Geary, Buffalo's second-round pick last year, Max Sturbik, he was at Michigan State, and Geary winds up going there, and then Geary gets drafted, so now he has a friend there where now they're both draftees of the Buffalo Sabres. So he has a lot of angles where he can cover. He's got a guy who's been drafted with and a couple of guys he's played with also.
Paul, is there anything that's happened in the league that has kind of caught your attention, whether it's one team either adding players or a team not adding players outside of Buffalo? Maybe what Nashville's done, Ottawa situation, anything that's kind of caught your eye, Detroit, what any team has done that's kind of made you kind of perk up and say, okay, that's interesting?
It was interesting to me that Nashville became a destination. And a lot of the top free agents decided that's where they wanted to go. Now teams are going to have to figure out their salary cap. Some teams made moves where I thought, boy, they're tight on the cap. How are they able to do this? And now they're going to have to, you know, figure out, are guys going to be on long-term IR? Are we going to have to move some people? And that's what Kevin Adams was talking about. When the dust settles a little bit, now some teams are going to have to move some people, and can the Sabres be in on that? So that's what he meant when he was chatting about that at the podium. All right, let's see where teams are at, who has to do what for their salary cap, and those types of things. But, yeah, the Nashville being the destination, I think, is the thing that surprised me the most.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's a great city, but you know, for hockey purposes and them loading up and doing what they've done, they're trying to make a run at it here, I guess, too. From a hockey sense, that's kind of came a little bit surprising that they're going to certainly try to make a run at it here.
No, they certainly are. I mean, that was obvious with what they did, is they went all in. Sometimes when you go all in on free agency, as I said many, many times, it comes back to bite you. But even John Tavares, that was a good signing by the Leafs when they did it, but he's not really John Tavares anymore. He's not bad. He's not a horrible hockey player, but he's not John Tavares at best. You know, so they got maybe 1 or 2 years of John Tavares at his best, and then a slight decline started coming. And, you know, that didn't help the Leafs, because when they signed him, they were hoping to be signing the guy who, you know, is going to be top. But, you know, age, you can't slow down age. You know, age is age. And, you know, there's nothing you can do about that. So I think, you know, does that happen to Stamkos? None of us know. I mean, we'll find out. You know, he certainly has some age on him. And how much longer is he going to be able to play at top speed?
Speaking of the Leafs, there's still the Mitch Marner situation hanging over them. Nothing's really happened there. Maybe something winds up happening with Marner. He's going into the final year of his deal. Tavares also going into the final year of his deal. The Leafs, obviously, Tanev, they went out and signed him. But this is a team that, you know, they're also in transition. Berube comes in. We have a lot of Leafs fans listening, obviously. Just their state and where they are. It seems like that kind of hasn't really... They haven't done a lot compared to what maybe people have thought, considering their situation, Paul. Where do you see the Leafs fitting in this whole thing right now?
Well, with Marner, I mean, he does have no movement. So
yep.
Is he willing to waive it? You know, what are they going to do with that? That's the one key thing right there. You know, will they do that, or will he do that? Is he willing to do that? Does he want to stay in Toronto? What are the repercussions if he doesn't? You know, do they make life miserable for him? I don't know how all that works. They got to do something with that team as far as, you know, remaking it somewhat. You don't have to do it the whole way. I mean, you don't have to trade everybody, but you are going to have to do something with it. And Marner is the guy that it seems to be the guy, but right now he has not waived. There's no movement.
All right, Paul, are you a fireworks guy?
Yeah, I don't mind
fireworks.
Like fireworks? Lancaster usually puts down a pretty good show, so I sometimes walk down and watch that one.
Do you blow them off, or are you into that?
Oh, no, I don't do that. I'm not that much into it.
Me neither. I've never been a blow-off fireworks guy. There's like... You know these kinds of people, right? There's certain kinds of people like, oh my God, I can't wait. I have this whole, you know, come over to my house. We're going to blow off all these fireworks outside. And then there's the people who just say, hey, I just want to watch a good show, right? That's me. If you do that, or some people kind of really don't care about it, I guess.
Yeah, I'm more the watch a good show and they have music down there. Usually the nerds are down in the village playing in the village. And, you know, so it's about a mile to walk down to the village. So I just sometimes walk down there and enjoy the day. But I'm going to be
I think they're doing theirs tonight, maybe even. I'm not sure, right? I think they might be having theirs tonight. They always have a good one in Lancaster. Cheektowaga, when I was growing up, had a really good one at Town Park. I don't know if they still do that, but there's always really good ones around. But I think that might be tonight. So, yeah, for sure.
I'll
enjoy
have to
it.
Look to see if there's tonight.
Yeah, I think it is. Enjoy it. And then, speaking of a show, tomorrow, once again, let's set it up. It's the 3-on-3 tournament tomorrow. It's 9:15 a.m. is when it starts. That's going to be wrapping up development camp. And then what's next on the calendar after that, Paul? Basically, it's the prospects games, I think, that are going to happen. And then we have
the
training camp.
Yeah, nothing unless they sign somebody. We don't see anybody here until around mid-September.
All right. Well, Paul, enjoy your 4th of July weekend and holiday. We'll catch up.
You
maybe
too.
We'll talk
Take
Friday.
Take care.
Okay. All right, thank you. That is Paul Hamilton on the Wester Hotline. They're getting ready for practice. Paul needs to scoot out over there. And Paul spoke with several people, Adam Mayer, Gavin McCarthy, Konstantelis, Patrick Geary, Sturbach as well, teammate of his. So we have all of that. We're going to play some of that for you here today on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Also, John Scott, WGRZ TV2 Channel 2 Sports Director, is going to join me at the top of the hour. We'll talk a little bit about everything. The Sabres, moves, non-moves, the Bills offseason, and even some baseball. Because, I mean, he's a big Guardians guy, and my Yankees are tanky. The Yankees are stanky right now is what they are. They're just not playing well at all and got beat last night. Again, they were down 5-0 to the Reds. I was at the Bisons game last night trying to keep track of the Yankees game on my phone. It was 5-0. I'm like, are you kidding me? Then they made it 5-4. And then on the way home, I'm like, okay, a couple innings here to tie it up. Did not work out. So it's that time of year, too, to start worrying about the Yankees and that hot start and basically meaning nothing here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. You can join me as well. 803-0550. Josh, are you a fireworks guy? Which category do you fall in?
I'm a big fireworks guy.
Oh, my God, I can't wait to blow things up. Or are you, no, I just want to watch the show, or you don't care at all?
I'm like in the middle. I don't mind doing it myself, but I also like when it's like a professional thing or someone else is just doing it. Like my family, we used to do a big party when I was much younger. Like it was like when all the cousins were younger and like we were all kids. So like the whole family would get together. We'd all get to see each other and everything. There was one time it was these fireworks that are like they like you light them and they spin like helicopters and they take off. The one time it took off and it came back at the group.
Oh boy.
So I think that if I remember correctly, that might have been the last party actually. So that might have been part of the reason why. But like I said, we all grew up, so it got a little more difficult to get everyone together and things like that with school and sports and college and work and all that. So but no, I love watching, like driving around and watching them and stuff like that too. Like driving down the throughway on 4th of July.
Yeah, yeah.
You just see fireworks for miles, and that's one of my favorite things.
Yeah, for sure. I live in the city here, and we you never know where they're coming from, right? You always have. Sometimes it's at the end of one end of my street. Sometimes it's at the other end of the street. You don't know who's going to have them here necessarily. I could walk down a few places, I guess, to kind of see the show a little bit better. A lot of times, walk down by the where the Buffalo River is, and you can kind of look across and see different things happening if you look down towards the Peace Bridge or the other way. Sometimes we'll drive out to people's houses, and you know they'll have parties. So yeah, there's all different ways to consume it. I do remember though, growing up, for me as a Cheektowaga resident, we would go to Town Park all the time. That would be the big one. Go to Town Park and watch the fireworks from there. So it's a cool night tonight, tomorrow. I know a lot of places are doing fireworks tonight, but whatever you're doing, make sure you stay safe out there if you're going to be participating one way or the other here July 4th. So we have no shows tomorrow here, local shows. We'll be airing some national shows tomorrow. So no Jeremy and Joe in the morning, no Northtown Automotive Extra Point show. But we'll be back on Friday, and we'll talk about the 3-on-3 tournament. Actually, that's a good idea. I think I want to go down to the 3-on-3 tournament tomorrow. It is July 4th, but people are off. I don't have to do this show. Every year, I try to take Max down to see the prospects. Haven't been able to do that this year because of this show, but I think that's a good idea. We should do that. In the meantime, what we're going to do today is we're going to have, like I said, John Scott come up at 11, and I want to replay some of the interviews that Paul has done and had with him, some of the prospects that he's been catching up with, including Gavin McCarthy and Consta Hellenis, Patrick Geary, local product. You know, Paul has caught up with them, you know, in various forms throughout the week, so we'll make sure we do that. 803-0550 here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sal Capaccio with you. Are you, Josh, are you going to head down tomorrow? Is that something you could do to fit in your schedule tomorrow while you're off? Maybe go see the 3-on-3?
Yeah, I was thinking about it. It's I think I went a couple years ago when Savoy was first here. So
yep,
that was like the big draw that year. But I think I'm going to check it out this year, too. I'm interested to see how Hellenis interacts with the rest. Obviously, it's all people his age group. So it's not really like the NHL skill level. But from what Paul has said about him, he sounds pretty good so far, so I'd like to see that in person before, you know, training camp and stuff like that. I think it'd be interesting.
Me too. I do think it's interesting. Remember Benson when he came last year? He caught your eye right away, and then in preseason you're like, you can't. Remember preseason was when he really shined, and we're all like, you cannot keep this kid down. Remember that
right.
He was definitely flashing in preseason, and that's when it really grew to okay, like this kid's got to make the team, and he did. Now, I don't know if there's a spot for Hellenis, considering what their prospect pool already looks like, considering the fact that people said, look, Savoy, Kulik, if these guys aren't even going to be on the team, if they are on the team, maybe something went wrong this offseason because you're trying to improve your top six with a little more veteran, you know, presence and skill. So Hellenis, I don't even know where he fits into that. I would not bet that Hellenis makes this team. But let's remember, Zach Benson really showed out last year in preseason and earned a spot on the big club. And when it was all said and done, he did. So prospects camp today, development camp, I should say, going down at Harbor Center. If you want to catch him on the ice today, you could do that starting in 35 minutes from now. They're on the ice from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. And then tomorrow, it's the 3-on-3 tournament. That begins at 9:15 a.m. When we come back, we're going to hear Paul catch up with Patrick Geary and Consta Hellenis. We'll do both of those when we come back on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Paul caught up with the local product, the native of Hamburg, Patrick Geary, who happens to be related to our Nate Geary. And of course, the Sabres first round pick, Consta Hellenis. We'll play those for you and hear what they had to say next up on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.